This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
Okay, well, if no one else is going to say it, I am. The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
The Time Warp.
Yeah, I own it. I own it and I own the DVD. Sad.
And Chad P.
A very nice man in a camper wants to put our song on the radio.
Class is in.
Time for another hour of professional disc jockey work done while you wait. This is Rock School from Southern Louisiana, still covered in oil.
We don't want to talk about that.
My name is Joe Burns, a professor in the communication department, Southeastern Louisiana University. Who are you?
Everyone's favorite grease monkey, Chad P.
Hey, this is number two.
Yep.
The second of a twofer show. We were talking last week. In case you missed it, of course, go to the website, kslu.org. Look for the Rock School logo there on the right. Click on it, and you'll see all of our past podcast shows. Of course, you can get it on iTunes. We were talking about rock soundtracks last week, my top 25 picks. I then threw all those 25 up on the Facebook, and everybody who was my friend and, of course, friends of KSLU also looked at it. And they put up whether I thought they thought I was full of it, and they put up their picks. So this week we have not only the picks from those on Facebook, but Chad's
picks. Yeah, my
picks.
Two. You get 25, I get two.
That's because I'm the host of the show.
Well, all right.
Okay. Let's begin with one pick from the Facebook, and then we'll get into your picks. This one, on the best Facebook picks, there were more than 25, but some of them were really bad. One person actually picked, believe it or not, the Beatles remake of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
No.
I wrote him back, I don't even know you anymore.
Yeah. No,
just, I'm going to have to defriend you.
Mm-hmm.
This one, however, comes from Susan, and I almost put this on my list. Vision Quest with Matthew Modine. It's a good film. He's a wrestler. He's going after a guy named Gooch, and he's trying to win over this girl. It's actually a pretty good film.
A wrestling movie that I don't know about.
It's good. It's good. You'll find it.
Huh.
Journey's Only the Young is in there. John Waite is in there. The Style Council. Madonna. Dio is in there. Great soundtrack. But this is the one. Never played these guys. Red Rider, Lunatic Fringe kicks us off. Look for this one, Vision Quest, right here, Rock School. As Red Rider, Lunatic Fringe, as we look at the Facebook pitches for Best Rock Soundtrack, the second of a two-for set of shows here on Rock School. Keep in mind, if you'd like to actually get in on this and vote on some of these Facebook deals that we do, and we're going to do more of these because they seem to, everyone we do seems to come out pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Facebook man or a woman and you're on Facebook, go search KSLU. It's a fan page.
Yeah, put a radio in there, KSLU radio.
Well, it'll still come up with KSLU.
It should.
Yeah, put a radio in there.
We don't want those posers coming up.
Right. Click that you like it. Make sure you put in there, hey, I listen to Rock School, and we'll sort of accept that, and you can go ahead and vote on the next one.
The next time we do it, you can do your part.
Ben states that you should have The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, Mark Mothersbaugh's on there, David Bowie, a couple other ones from Devo, Iggy and the Stooges.
Fair enough.
I didn't think it was such a great soundtrack, but Ben says it's wonderful. Amy says Dirty Dancing.
And I say no to Amy.
Well, come on. Eric Carmen's on it. Mary Clayton, Maurice Williams, and
Bill Medley.
Right.
Who's had the time of his life.
Exactly.
Okay.
Not going to happen.
Chad brought a couple. Let's have the first of your two. Go ahead, man.
I brought one from Ocean's 13.
So there's three soundtracks, right? Ocean's 11, 12, and 13.
I actually thought this was on 11, but it's on 13. I have all three of these. I listen to them at work. I love them. All and the reason that I brought this one is because last week we featured Dean Martin.
Right, from the Goodfellas soundtrack.
Yes.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
And then the week before that, we had Sammy Davis Jr.
playing Yes, I Can. Are we going to do the Rat Pack?
Well, yeah.
Again? Okay.
Frank Sinatra, man. This Town. Okay. Hey, Doc, This Town?
Hey.
It's a lonely town.
It's a lonely town.
Right,
man.
Here on Rock School.
This town is a lonely town. Not the only town like this town.
This town. Hey, girl, a little Frank Sinatra right there from the Ocean's 13 soundtrack. Great, great movie.
Are we going to do Joey Bishop next?
Oh, to round out the Rat Pack?
Round out the Rat Pack.
Well, what movie was he in?
Ocean's 11.
Oh, the original?
The original.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love those movies. Do you like them? Have you seen them?
Oh, yeah, all three of them. They're great. They're ensemble cast, great stuff.
Yeah, I think they're great.
And it's shut off your brain type stuff. No one can knock over a casino.
Let alone three.
No one.
Right.
I mean, the only way to knock over a casino is to actually win at slots.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, to hit the, what do they call, the thing that advances,
the jackpot?
Progressive.
Yeah, guess,
that's the
yeah.
only way to do it.
Great, great stuff.
Ralph contacted us over Facebook, and he gave a couple of them. We're actually going to play a few from him. Valley Girl was one of his original ones.
Uh-huh.
And he says it's just packed with great new wave stuff. Again, a lot of these rock soundtracks are snapshots of time.
Yes, you're right.
And if you dig new wave music, I mean, the Plimsolls, Modern English, Josie Cotton, all kinds of techno rock, new wave stuff, that's in there. Daniel, I was also a fan of ours on Facebook, he suggested to get Rushmore.
Rushmore,
the Rushmore soundtrack. He really liked it. Again, Mark Mothersbaugh, Chad and Jeremy, A Summer Song, Cat Stevens is on there. So if you're a fan of either one of those, you got to go ahead.
Cool deal.
Last week, we played a Tarantino.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we played
Pulp Fiction. There goes your clip.
Yeah, I threw my clip across it, Chad. I had it hooked onto my finger and it snapped off. That actually hurt a little bit. This is the soundtrack I almost played. Luckily, Daniel suggested it, and I'm going to play it again.
What's that?
And I'm going to play a specific song from it because this song evokes in your mind a scene from it. Reservoir Dogs.
Ooh.
I think it's his best film.
Mr. Pink.
I like it better than
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, I like Reservoir Dogs a lot more. Now, Hooked on a Feeling's in there, the secondary version of Hooked on a Feeling. Ooga Jaka, Ooga Jaka.
Ooga,
right.
Ooga.
Magic Carpet Ride is in there, and lots of other good stuff. But every time you hear this song, I can't even hear this song when it's not played in relation to Reservoir Dogs without thinking about the scene where the ear is cut off of the police officer stuck in the middle with you. Here you go. Steelers Wheel. Rock School. Okay.
Wow, are you just picking these things at random? We go from Frank Sinatra to ear decapitation.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll go to another movie that is... every time you watch a movie, you're like, I think I'll feel good about myself. Reservoir Dogs does not end, you know, feeling good about yourself.
No, not
here's
at
a,
all.
Here's another one that doesn't really... It's not really an up with people film, but it has a fantastic set of performances in it. I don't know how else to put it. Specifically, Robert Downey Jr. as a young junkie, Less Than Zero. Do you know the movie?
I do.
Less Than Zero. Now, it has some great stuff in it. Aerosmith, Roy Orbison, Poison, LL Cool J. Again, a snapshot of time in the 80s excess.
That's
the kind of stuff you're looking for. If you're looking for a rugged rock and roll soundtrack, many of them, you know, like you talked about Forrest Gump last week.
Yeah.
It covers a grand amount of time.
It does.
It's a double album set, and we actually brought something from it. But this is a nice snapshot in time of the excess about how it all is great at the beginning. And aren't these drugs wonderful? And then they just latch on to you, and you can see how it just destroys.
Yeah.
And in this movie, you get to see it.
There's a definitive turn in there at one point.
Yeah, at one point in time, you realize you're no longer in charge, and the stuff is in charge.
Yep,
Nikki
you're right.
Sixx, if you read his book, Scar Tissue, he realized, not Nikki Sixx, I'm sorry, the lead singer.
Anthony Kiedis.
He said there's a point at which you start to make these deals with yourself. All right, I'll just have it today. I won't have it tomorrow. Well, I'll have it today, but I'll skip 2 days later, and then all of a sudden you realize you're no longer in charge.
Right, right.
It is in charge of you, and you get that inside of less than zero. The hit that came off of this soundtrack, Bangles, redoing the Simon and Garfunkel song, Hazy Shade of Winter. Sounds like this, Rock School. There's a Hazy Shade of Winter from the Bangles right here on Rock School. Here's a couple more from the Facebook page where we're asking about what are your favorite rock soundtracks. Tim writes, okay, well, if no one else is going to say it, I am. The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
The Time Warp.
Yeah, I own it. I own it, and I own the DVD. Sad. Okay, Cocktail. Cocktail was given over. I don't have who brought that one. But Cocktail, I don't know that I'd own this one.
What's that?
It's got, well, Cocktail, it's the, why can't I come up with his name? The guy who's married, he's a Scientologist.
Tom Cruise?
Yeah, Tom Cruise was in Cocktail. It's got, let's see, some Beach Boys, Kokomo. It's got Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy. Fabulous Thunderbirds, Powerful Stuff. It really wasn't all that good a film, but, you know, somebody liked it.
Nah, this isn't film criticism.
Maybe it's because he didn't leave his name because he didn't want to know that he actually had it there. So, hello, Radio Universe at Ad Salamanca, Spain. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport. A lot of anonymous people up there.
iTunes, they have all of our shows except this one. Well, yes, they do because you're listening to it. We'll be back in a minute right here, Rock School. This is Rock School, and you're listening to part two of the best rock soundtracks ever. Last week's was my pick of the top 25 rock soundtracks. This week, we're dealing with Facebook. Those on Facebook who are fans of me and also fans of KSLU, what did they think were the best rock soundtracks? Carrie got on and said, why hasn't anyone said Purple Rain yet? Well, you did.
You did.
There you go.
Because we were waiting on you.
We were waiting on you. Laura came on and said, what about Some Kind of Wonderful? That's a 1987 movie with Eric Stoltz and Leah Thompson. It's got some stuff on it here.
Yeah.
She Loves Me, The Hardest Walk by the Jesus and Mary Chain. March Violets is on there as well. Jennifer comes on. It's going to make you happy.
Why?
Jennifer comes on and she says, okay, don't make fun of me, but I love the soundtrack to That Thing You Do.
I do, too.
So do I. The Tom Hanks film?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's not play the title song. Let's play one of their other ones. This is the one where they were at the Iowa State Fair and had a pig in, and they're going to win, too. This is Dance With Me Tonight. The Wonders, or the
O-Neaters.
The O-Neaters right here. Rock School.
Come on, pretty baby.
All right, go ahead. Do the line.
I can do the bit.
Do the line from the movie.
What
go ahead.
Are you crazy? A very nice man in a camper wants to put our song on the radio.
That's right. There you go. From That Thing You Do. It's Chad.
I love that movie. Steve Zahn. Yeah. I love him.
It's a great movie. Mm-hmm. Here's another great movie. Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels from Guy Ritchie. I actually mentioned that movie last week.
Yes, sir.
And Joe from Facebook not me, another Joe. It's a common name.
Right,
yeah.
Your alias.
My alias, yeah. I took an alias with my same name. Gee, what superhero shall I call myself? How about Joe Bernstein? No one will ever figure that out. A good soundtrack, by the way. I don't own it, but when you look at all of the movie, or look at all the songs that are on here, mm-hmm. it's very good. Tim came on a second time. Tim, the other guy who wanted the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
He came on and he gave one that we're going to play. And I don't know if I should play it because I actually made fun of him for suggesting this one. But darn it, I'm going to play it.
And then you took it.
I'm going to play it.
What is it?
Top Gun, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I'm
no, come on.
I'll see you later.
Loverboy is on here, the Miami Sound Machine, Tina Marie, Kenny Loggins, and of course, this one, Highway to the Danger Zone, ladies and gentlemen. Rock School. Talk to me, Goose. Talk to me, Goose.
Don't call me Goose.
That's right. I love that movie. Don't make fun of it. Do not make fun.
Tell me why.
Because that was the first movie. Top Gun was the first movie I ever took my wife to see. In fact, it was our first date. I own it on DVD, and every so often, after 21 years of marriage on our anniversaries, I still pull that movie out, and we still watch it, and it's still a bad film.
So because that movie can spark a wedding now and then, I'm not allowed to... Did you ever think that people are just playing you for a fool?
Oh, they're putting
Facebook.
Up bad movies on purpose.
Hey, Joe, how about the soundtrack to Anaconda?
Ooh, with the big snake?
Right. Yeah. What about Freaky Friday?
Don't make fun of Lindsay Lohan. Don't make fun of Lindsay Lohan here. Welcome to the bottom of the hour, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Joe Burns.
I don't know what to...
That's Chad over there.
Right.
Time to do 7 days and 70 seconds. This is Monday, June 14th through Sunday, June 20th. Chad has Monday. Do it.
June 14th. It's Flag Day, everyone. Back in 1965, Paul McCartney is in Abbey Road Studios recording 2 days before tomorrow.
Yesterday?
Yes.
There you are. 10 years ago on Tuesday, June 15th, Bone Thugs in Harmony member Flesh and Bone is found guilty in court on charges of possession of a firearm and violating his parole.
June 16th in 1970, despite record attendance of over 500,000 people, the organizers of Woodstock announced that they have incurred a $1.2 million shortfall on the festival. Where did all that money go?
Well, a lot of people got in without actually paying the ticket. Thursday, June 17th, 30 years ago, 1980, Led Zeppelin will embark on their final tour starting in Germany.
June 18th in 95, rapper Notorious Biggie Small is arrested in Camden, New Jersey on charges of robbery.
Robberating? What's this? You trying to get that to rhyme with something?
Robbery and aggravated assault.
Wow. Saturday, June 19th, 30 years ago, R&B singer Donna Summer becomes the first artist to be signed to the infamous Geffen record label. And Sunday, June 20th, by the way, Father's Day. Hope you got your dad something.
Yay.
I'm a father.
Me too.
Buy me something. 30 years ago in 1980, Sunday, June 20th, Billy Joel was at the top of the singles chart with It's Still Rock and Roll to Me. Now, you talked about
I would just like to point out quickly that we are not this good and not all of the screw-ups are edited out.
That's true.
I'm leaving it in.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. At least it's your screw-up.
Ha-ha.
You talked about bad movies and such.
I did.
Every so often, bad movies have great soundtracks.
Well, this is true.
The movie Joe Dirt.
Hey, Joe Dirt was a good movie.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
It was. If you watch Joe Dirt,
dang,
you then immediately afterwards have to read Russian literature to attempt to get back IQ points.
It wasn't that bad.
Yes, it was. It was really bad. It was terrible bad.
Hmm.
However, the soundtrack, really good.
Bad Company's on it, I know.
Oh, yeah. Cheap Trick, B.O.C. Blue Oyster Cult, Ted Nugent. Really good stuff. Christopher on Facebook said, bad movie, great soundtrack. Here's Argent from the Joe Dirt soundtrack. Hold your head up. Rock School.
Boy, when you don't like something,
No.
You lash out, huh?
Well, no. I don't believe in sort of, you know, what do you call it? Tiptoeing around it. If I don't like something, I don't like it.
Read Russian literature.
I don't really like Russian literature.
Just go and listen
okay.
to Sting.
Ray states the Lost Boys soundtrack is excellent.
That was good.
Yeah, I guess so. But it's one of those soundtracks where great music by other artists is recorded by not the original artist. Good Times is done by Jimmy Barnes. Lost in the Shadows is done by Lou Gramm. Mm. Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me is done by Roger Daltrey. You know what I mean? It's not music done by the original artists, and I'm not so sure about that. Sherry says the Watchmen soundtrack is one of the best ever. Alice Cooper's Constrictor, one of the best. Mm. Loves the soundtrack to Big Fish and says, do musicals count? Labyrinth, Across the Universe, and The Doors. She loves all of those. So
well,
good.
If you're a listener of this show, so you probably are a fan of classic rock, I would imagine the Wayne's World movies.
I actually
produced some good soundtracks.
Yeah, we had a listener suggest a show of just the music that's inside of the Wayne's World soundtracks. Mm-hmm. So none of them are on here.
Right.
Neither of the soundtracks are on here because I'm actually considering doing a show just on the Wayne's World soundtrack because I think it would be funny to do a show on Wayne's World because we could then take clips from the show and have all of that stuff in there.
Cool.
So we could say, and here's this song.
Right.
And then have a clip from Wayne's. We're not worthy. We're not worthy. We're scum. That
right.
kind of stuff. And that's why they're not on
That's
here,
because cool.
it might
That's
be a
cool.
show in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Let me have your next one.
My all-time favorite movie is Varsity Blues.
Not bad.
The
That's
football
with the
movie.
Big heavy-set guy that carries the pig around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
That soundtrack has all kind of great artists on it. Green Day, Foo Fighters, The Offspring, AC/DC. I actually took one that no one knows.
Okay.
Nobody knows about this band. In
Rock
fact,
School,
if you,
right?
You, yeah. Right. If you do some research on this band, chances are you won't even find them. They don't even exist anymore.
Okay.
They're called Simon Says. They broke up in 2004.
Never heard of
the
them.
The song is called Ship Jumper, and it's great. So that's the one that I picked.
Let's do it.
Rock School.
Ship Jumper,
Ship
huh?
Jumper from
Never
Simon
heard of it.
Says. From
Never heard of it.
Varsity Blues, one of the many films that features John Voight as the villain. He plays such a good villain.
He does. He does. Let me give you some more. We got to take a break here, but let me give you some more of the Facebook Best Rock Soundtracks. Paul, a friend of mine when I was growing up in Ohio, said Paul Simon's One Trick Pony soundtrack is pretty good. That's got the One Trick Pony song and also Late in the Evening on it. Cindy, another friend of mine from when I was growing up in Cleveland, said Empire Records has great, great songs on it. And that's true. Gin Blossoms are on there. Cranberries, Martinis, Toad the Wet Sprocket, Better Than Ezra, mm-hmm. Ape Hangers is also on there as well. And I've also got one here, and I don't have who wrote this, but Iron Man. The Iron Man 2 soundtrack says it's an AC/DC compilation, and if you want some AC/DC and you don't want to buy all the albums,
cool deal.
That's pretty much the quickest way to do it.
Remember when they Americanized Godzilla, like back in 98, 99?
You know, speaking of Godzilla, I went into a grocery store this past weekend to buy some, I don't know, whatever, eggs, milk, mayonnaise, that kind of stuff.
Right.
And normally
those three
they have,
things go together,
of course.
I
was going to make a sandwich of some kind. And over the loudspeaker, you know, they normally have bad, you know, 60s music playing.
Yeah.
Godzilla by Blue Oyster Cult was playing. And I'm thinking, did some bad hippie guy get a hold of the XM radio receiver and put it on the rock station?
Very, very good.
I'm thinking, what's going to come on next? You know, something
Sweet.
By Guns N' Roses? But
that was pretty cool. It was a pretty cool soundtrack, though. It was, who's the guy, the rapper with all the different names, the aliases? Diddy.
Yeah,
P.
he was
Diddy.
On there.
And he was mixed with Robert Plant.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did a Zeppelin tune.
Mm-hmm.
We got to take a break. We'll be back in 1 minute. Hello, KSL or KLSU. Got to flip those letters around. Thanks
yes,
for
sir.
Running the radio show.
Hello, WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin.
That's right. Back in a minute. Rock School. This is Rock School as we play the best rock soundtracks. According to those on Facebook, if you want to hear my picks for the best rock soundtracks, that was last week. Go to the...
It's called the past.
That's right. KSLU.org, and you'll find all of our past shows up on the Rock School section of that website. Or you can go, of course, to iTunes and do a quick search under podcasts for Rock School, and you will find us. Tommy, who is, by the way, a young lady. Tommy says, what? No Joan Jett from the movie The Light of Day?
Okay.
The problem is the soundtrack, you have to deal with a lot of the Bar Busters, which is the, you know, the band inside of the movie.
Yeah.
But she's right. There's some Joan Jett in there. There's Ian Hunter, Cleveland Rocks, and also some Bon Jovi. But there's also a song by Michael J. Fox.
When are you going to get to that Forrest Gump soundtrack? Because I want to know which song you picked.
Okay, well, I'll go to it right now.
Because that, to me, is an impossible task.
Yeah, well, I picked a rather slow one off of it because we hadn't played the group in a long time. Christopher, again, suggested Forrest Gump. You see, Forrest Gump's in two CDs.
Yes.
Because it covers such a long period of time. The early stuff, you know, is Elvis Presley, Duane Eddy, you know, Rebel Rouser, that kind of stuff, Clarence Frogman Henry. Then you get into the second CD, and it goes through the 60s and the 70s. I actually picked something towards the end of it.
Okay.
Something by the Doobie Brothers.
Ah, okay.
It keeps you running.
Oh, that's cool.
Right here. Rock School. There you go, from the Forrest Gump soundtrack that keeps you running,
good
the
pick,
Doobie Brothers.
Pick.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that's a movie also that has a lot of the songs so well defined with a scene in the movie.
Yeah, the one that stands out to me, in fact, anytime you say Forrest Gump, I immediately picture that chopper whirling over Vietnam. And
CCR.
Fortunate Son.
Yeah, playing. Fortunate Son from CCR. Some other ones that were suggested, the Big Lebowski
soundtrack. Yeah, that was good.
It's got a Captain Beefheart song on it that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
Her eyes are a blue million miles. That's really good.
Yeah.
Bobby suggested the She's the One soundtrack, which was basically nothing more than a Tom Petty album all the way through. And Charles suggested Pump Up the Volume, which is really a great film. If you're in radio, you'd really enjoy it. Christian Slater is in it, and he plays a kid that creates a radio station that can basically broadcast just to his own little town. And he uses a harmonizer to change his voice. And it's one of those where he exposes all of the secrets in
the
town
and secrets.
Tells the truth and all of that. It's called Pump Up the Volume, and it's actually pretty good because what happens is the FCC shows up and triangulates the signal to find out where this kid is broadcasting from, and you, as an engineer in radio, you look around and go, oh, that can't happen. That's not true, and all that. I got another one from Ralph here, and this is one we're going to play. Are you familiar with the Vietnam movie Coming Home?
No.
It's another one that's about a two-hour kick in the stomach. It's a really good soundtrack, however. A lot of Buffalo Springfield, Big Brother and the Holding Company, some Beatles, a lot of Stones, too. And again, a movie where certain songs denote certain scenes.
Yeah.
And according to Ralph, the scene at the end where Robert Carradine kills himself in the VA hospital, where the Rolling Stones song No Expectations plays, is simply suffocating. Those are his words. And so, here are the Rolling Stones, No Expectations.
So you're going to play it?
Sure.
I don't want to suffocate.
Rock School.
Take me to the station and put me on a train. I've got no expectation.
Sorry to say I screwed up on time, and we are literally over time, so we're going to finish with just one last one. American Graffiti. This
one
comes from Paul.
Good stuff.
From 41 original hits from the soundtrack of American Graffiti. There are just a ton of them. We're going to finish with The Stroll from 1957. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Class is dismissed.
Come, let's stroll.